A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews had come to Mary and seen what he had done, and they began to believe in him. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Jesus has come to Bethany to console his bereaved friends, Martha and Mary, and to show forth the glory of God and his power, as well as to give a glimpse of his own approaching resurrection. There's a short and tender verse that seems apropos here. It goes, "In every pang that rends the heart, the Son of Man, the Man of Sorrows, had a part." Jesus experienced the full gamut of human emotions. In the gripping tale of love and sorrow, we see and hear the depths to which Jesus shared in the anguish of the human heart. At the same time, he reveals how much our Heavenly Father loves and cares for us. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." The Greek word for cried out in a loud voice or shouted is klagozein. The late scripture scholar, Father Raymond Brown, wrote that this word occurs only 8 times in the whole Bible, that is, the whole Greek Bible. And 6 of those 8 times are in the Gospel of John. This is the first time. Then we hear the crowds shout Christ's praises as he enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And then the last 4 times are the shouts of the crowds calling for his crucifixion. Thus, in some way, this soul-wrenching cry reaches the boundaries of life and death. Jesus' loud voice also indicates his transcendent power as the apocalyptic Son of Man, the Redeemer of the human race. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Jesus had already predicted in John chapter 5, verse 28, that the hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come forth. In today's gospel, in chapter 11, we see Jesus fulfilling his own prophecy. Lazarus, in the tomb, hears the Son of God's voice and comes forth. The sheep knows the voice of the shepherd and follows him. The Creator calls forth his creature. Saint Athanasius from the 3rd century Egypt has a beautiful reflection in his homily on the resurrection of Lazarus. Quote, "Come forth, See, I am standing by you. I am your Lord. You are the work of my hands. In the beginning, I myself formed Adam from the earth and gave him breath. Open your mouth yourself so that I may give you breath. Stand on your feet and receive strength for yourself, for I am the strength of the whole creation. Stretch out your hands, and I shall give you strength. End of quotation. Jesus' cry, Lazarus, come forth, in the new creation of redemption, carries the power of the first creation, let there be light. It is the same voice that spoke and worlds obeyed and came into being. The word of God creates the reality it expresses. Gregory of Nyssa refers to the raising of Lazarus when discussing a different scripture passage where St. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, "The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise." Hear what Gregory has to say. Quotation. Lazarus is brought into life by a single call, confirming the proclamation of the resurrection. So now, he who is in the tomb, at the voice of command, shakes off death as if it were only sleep. He rids himself of the corruption that had come on his condition of a corpse. He leaps forth from the tomb, whole and sound, not even hindered as he leaves by the bonds of the grave cloth round his feet and hands. End of quotation. Jesus' shout makes the people take notice even before the shadow of Lazarus appears from the tomb. It is clear to everyone that even death is subject to the sovereign command of Christ. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Jesus calls Lazarus by name. Although he is really dead, he has not lost his personal identity. Dead people continue to exist, but they have a different mode of existence because they have changed from mortal life to eternal life. This is not just the story of Lazarus rising to new life, but it is ours as well. The one whom the grace of Christ converts and restores to true life comes forth at his call from the dark, dismal grave of sin, in which one soul has long been buried. We too can walk, according to the command of Christ, in newness of life, and give witness to the redemption won by Jesus, by the holiness of our lives. Jesus Christ omitted nothing to save this dead person. He underwent the fatigue of a journey. He risked being arrested. He wept. He prayed. He groaned. He cried with a loud voice, and he commanded the dead to come forth. Ought not we too strive tirelessly for our brothers and sisters who are in need of the grace of Christ?